All right, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it's our pleasure to welcome to the show star of the United States men's national team, putting out fires in the sixth role, and also a star with Bournemouth in the Premier League. It is Tyler Adams. Tyler, welcome to the show. Before we get into some of the soccer questions, please tell us about your partnership with Allstate and the U.S. Soccer Foundation. What is going on with that?
Yeah, it's been a partnership that we've had now for the past 3 years in the lead up to the World Cup, where we've developed and built mini pitches in underserved communities. So today I'm sitting here in Atlanta. We just got to the National Training Center, actually, after opening our mini pitch in South Fulton, which was an amazing day. Seeing, I think we had between 60 and 75 kids out there today going through clinics, playing on the mini pitch that we just developed. So yeah, I'm super thankful for the partnership and the field that we've built in the past 3 years.
All right, exciting times for the Cherries now. You guys are going to Europe, and you're going to Europe with a new gaffer too, Marco Rosa. Did you ever cross paths with him in Leipzig, or did you just miss each other?
We just missed each other, but he came through the Red Bull system as well at Red Bull Salzburg, so I'm very familiar with him. Played against a bunch of his teams as well when he was at Gladbach and Dortmund, so we're familiar with one another, but I haven't had the opportunity to meet him yet or be coached by him, so it will be fun.
Now, I'm a Tottenham fan since the 80s. What are we getting in Marco Senesi, Tyler?
he's a high-quality player and a high-quality person. He's one of the best passers of the ball I've ever seen and ever played with, and he's a center back. So that makes him a unique specialist in his position. Obviously, in terms of having a center back that's a lefty, that's highly looked after now in today's game. So he has a unique skill set, and I think he'll have a lot to offer for Tottenham.
And for a guy who didn't make the Argentine team, he almost won the World Cup. That cross came in late in that game. All right, as I mentioned, going to Europe now, the Europa League, and I love the new format. You're going to get eight games and, you know, a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, and not just the minimum of 40 games with the two domestic cups, but how are you taking it? Because you're going to need a squad with much more depth now.
Yeah, of course. I think that one thing Bournemouth has proven is that they recruit players really, really well. So I won't put it by them to bring in some obviously more players. You know, the more games you have, the more rotation you need to compete at a high level. And it's not easy, especially when you're in the Premier League, because when you have eight more games in the season and an opportunity to go further in Europa League, you come out of Europa League and have to play teams like Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea, and the list goes on. So every week is highly competitive. So we're going to need the full squad for that for sure.
Now, holding on to players is hard when you're not one of the big teams, so to speak. So, but what Krupe did, I guess he just turned 20, but no one does that as a teenager in the Premier League. How exciting is it to play with a guy like that?
Super exciting. He's extremely talented. For me, to have the opportunity to play with him the past season, you saw how talented he is and how much growth he's had throughout that season, some of the goals that he scored. For goals that senior veterans are scoring regularly, and he did it so nonchalantly. So there's no doubt in my mind eventually at one point in his career he's going to take the next step, but hopefully I can continue playing with him.
You know, I think about some of your teammates. Gannon Doak got a lot of time for the Tartan Army. Unfortunately, Justin missed that pen for Holland. How much time do you get off now? Because, I mean, I saw Tottenham playing MK Dons on Wednesday. I mean, I would think you guys get at least, what, 3 weeks off now?
Yeah, just under that. I get about 17 days, so I'll report back this week, actually, and meet the team in Austria for the start of our preseason camp. They're already there right now. So I'll miss the first couple of weeks of preseason, and then I'll still have 4 or 5 weeks to prepare. So, yeah, it's a quick turnaround, but that's what the game requires right now.
As you can imagine, as a Tottenham man, I love Mauricio Pochettino, and I got to see him coach in person in London, and I was just over the moon when the United States signed him. And I just figured for sure, knowing him, he would want to coach and not be waiting for these long international cycles. But I'm now hearing that maybe if they can throw enough cash at him, do you think Poch will stay around with the national team?
Your guess is as good as mine. Listen, I think as a player, to have the opportunity to be coached by him, even though it was just a short amount of time before the World Cup, You see why his resume is so impressive. But he taught me more about myself, I think, as a person and growth as a person rather than just a player. You know, his focus was on the culture of the national team, which I think he's changed completely. And I think you saw that throughout the tournament, how close-knitted we are, and that was ultimately going to be the driver of our success. So, yeah, whatever he decides to do next, it will be deserved for him. But he's in a position where he has the opportunity to make that decision.
You know, it was also interesting. I had the director of that HBO miniseries following you guys, and, you know, we all got to see your background and where you grew up and your family and everything. And was that hard to open up like that, or was it kind of cool to say, like, you know, here's me. This, you guys should get to know us better for the non-soccer people.
Yeah, no, working with Park Stories was easy. I've known those guys for a long time now, so they have my trust completely. So opening up to someone like that where you can be transparent with one another throughout the process, it wasn't a typical documentary. It meant a lot more to a lot of us, and they gave the time of day to every single player on the team. And I think that's why it was important. It wasn't just, you know, the quote-unquote stars that people might want to see. It was about everybody, and that was important to us.
And just, I know you got to run. What was it about Iraola? I mean, obviously he's with Liverpool now, but what was it about him to take a team like Bournemouth and have you guys, I mean, just an amazing shape, structure, discipline. What is it about his coaching style that made you guys so successful to get into Europe?
It's black and white with him. He's an incredible manager. Tactically, obviously, it speaks for itself, but how he organizes training sessions, how he communicates, all these things. You understand your role at such a high level that it's easy to translate right onto the field. So I think that, you know, for me as a player, he helped me grow so much as a player. Obviously, he played a similar role to me at times in his career. So listening to him and how he understands the game gave me a completely new understanding of how I look at the game. So he's going to do amazing things at Liverpool, especially with those players. So it'll be fun to watch.
Great stuff from Tyler Adams. Remember to check out Allstate and the U.S. Soccer Foundation, bringing access to the sport all across the country. Tyler, I'm a big fan, man. Keep it up in the Prem. Good luck in the Europa League as well, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.